They would do it inside courtrooms, in hallways, on sidewalks, and in courtyards outside. We have reports of them shoving people into unmarked cars without yet identifying themselves as federal law enforcement agents.
Andrew Wachtenheim's an attorney with the Immigrant Defense Project, and you can tell he's not happy about any of this. He says if immigrants are afraid to appear in court, it makes everyone less safe. For example,
if you are a U.S. citizen who has been a victim of crime and there was an immigrant who was a witness, that person might legitimately be afraid to come to court in order to testify on your behalf.
Wachtenheim says district attorneys have already seen that happen. That's why his organization pushed for the new rules. ICE can only enter courts now with a warrant signed by a judge. It won't stop agents from arresting people outside the courtroom.
But the court itself will be a safe space, as it should be. And even though this is largely limited to what's happening inside courthouses, its effects will be felt outside as well.
In a statement, ICE pushed back on the new rules. Acting Associate Director Natalie Asher said the policy, quote, singles out one federal agency for disparate treatment. In Albany, Ryan Kyloth.